Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll begin Samach Gimel Amud Beis, 17 lines from the bottom in the middle of the line. Omri the Be'er of Yana, my dechsim ki mitzchol of yotzi chema. The squeezing of the milk produces butter. Mitzav yotzi dam. The squeezing of anger produces blood. Umitzapaim yotzi riv. And the squeezing of increased anger, double anger, that brings forth riv, quarreling. As mighty rib, but me we dash in as follows. But me, I tell mighty chemish al tayra. Whom do you find the chemish al tayra, the smetana of tayra? So something that means to be able, someone who can be yer the umka of halacha and be able to paskin halachas. But me should make ye a chalav shionag mishtei imar leo. A person that he, so to speak, regurgitates the milk that he nurses from his mother. On account of the Torah, he puts his whole koyach, he puts his whole essence into learning the Torah, and it's as if he regurgitates what the, and that he was nursing, what he was nursing from his mother. The person who puts his whole koyach into learning, he produces, he was able to reach the chemish al Torah, the butter of Torah. Umitzav yotzi dam. What does it mean from the squeezing of anger produces dam? Kol tamid shekoyes alav rabba pam rishayna v'shayseg. If a person, his Rebbe, gets angry at him, he doesn't chop, he doesn't understand him properly, and he gets angry at him, and he's quiet, and he accepts it. So for that, then he's machni himself, and he perseveres. He is zaycha to dam, it produces dam. It produces, he'll be able to be accepted, to be machin, to paskin, the difference between dam, which is tor, and dam, which is tome. But the Hilchos Dam of Anida, or Azava, etc. Umitzapam Yotzi Riv. And what does it mean, the Mitzapam Yotzi Riv? Kol Talmud, Shekoyis Elav Rabba, Pam Rishayna, Ushniyam Shesek. If he gets angry, and again he gets angry, and still he's Shesek. And still he's Makabalit. And still he's Machnei himself. And perseveres. Zaycha Lahavchen, Ben Dine Momus, Ladine Nefashas. He'll reach even a higher level, that he'll be able to distinguish it between the Dine Momenes and Nefashas, monetary rulings, and Dine Nefashas, capital case of punishments. As we'll see, that the Pantapaskin Dine Momenes is considered very, very difficult. And he'll be Zaycha to be attained, to attain that level. This not Rabbi Shmuel Limer, Harwitz Sheyes Hakim. A person wants to be a Chacham, to wise Yasek Dine Momenes. Yishvi Yasek and Dine Momenes. Sheyen Lacham Mixayba Tere Yasek Mehem. There's no Mixaya in Tyra, there's no Chalik in Tyra that is greater than that. Shein Kamein Neveh, it's like a spring that was, that a fountain that springs forth, it keeps springing forth, there's this more and more, more understanding, more Amkus in it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, my Dechsiv, Im Navalta Bihis Nase, if you're Navalta, if you shame yourself, if you embarrass yourself, Bihis Nase, you're safe, at the end, you'll rise to Gedula, you'll become great. Vim Zamoisa, but if you Zamoisa, if you muzzle yourself, if you cover your mouth, if you're embarrassed, and you cover your mouth and you don't ask questions, then Yad Leped, then you'll safe, you will have to keep quiet. What does it mean? Kol min abalatz mal divrei Torah, if a person embarrasses, he disgraces on divrei Torah, he asks questions, and he asks questions, and it's the questions are not the best questions, and he's looked upon as being somebody who is somewhat ignorant, etc. But he perseveres and he asks a question because he wants to understand. Then, Seifelis Nase, then he'll be uplifted. At the end, he'll become great in learning. Vim Zamam, but if he's embarrassed and he doesn't ask and he's ashamed and he doesn't embarrass himself and he doesn't ask the questions and he doesn't persevere, then Yad Lepeh, then he will have to keep put his hand to his mouth, because they'll ask him questions and he won't be able to answer. So now returning to what the Chachamim, when they came to Kerem B'Yavna, they said, they opened up their discussion, their discourse, and they were Poseach B'Choyne Shel Asanya, with the covet of the host. So Pasuk Rav Nechayme B'Choyne Shel Asanya V'Hidarshin Ma'idachsiv, it says V'Yemra Shol Alakeni L'Chu Suru Redu Mitzoyach HaMeleki. So when Shaul HaMelech was going to attack Amalek, so he told the Keni, please go away, depart from here, because otherwise you'll be caught up in the attack, and you did chesed with Klal Yisrael, and therefore I don't want to see you harmed, so you should leave before the war starts. So what was the chesed that they did? They were descendants of Yisrael. And Yisrael did a chesed. Yisrael made a suda when he came to the Midbar, to Moshe Aaron. He made a whole suda lechvoid Moshe and Aaron. So v'haloi dvorim kal v'chaim u'ma Yisrael shaloi kirev es Moshe el lechvoid asmoi. He was makarev Moshe for his kovid kach. And the reward is such a reward. If a person, he hosts the Talmud Chacham in his house for the benefit of the Talmud Chacham, and machilo mashkeo manem and achosav, and he gives them to eat and drink from his own money. Allah has kama v'kama, so certainly he should be rewarded. He should have great reward. Pasach, Rabbi Yosef b'chved achsani v'darshi also said covered the darshened with the covered of the host, and he darshened as follows. The pasuk says, "Loisis haved doim ki chichahu loisis haved mitzri ki geri sabaratzei." So you should not harm, you should not reject a mitzri because they showed you a kindness, because you were a ger in their land. You lived in their land, and you were a ger, and they let you live there. The mitzrim, the only reason that they accommodated Klal Yisrael was for their own benefit. Then if you know that their people have strength over there, and then put them in charge of the cattle, meaning they wanted to have to use them for their strength, their expertise, for their ability to enrich Mitzrayim. They took them in because they thought that they would help Mitzrayim and improve the economy. It would be good for the economy. Nevertheless, this they see the reward that they get, even though the kindness that they showed Klal Yisrael was for their own selfish reasons. Nevertheless, you see that they had such a reward. Certainly, if a person benefits the Talmud Chacham, he takes him into his house, he hosts him, and he, out of his own pocket, he feeds him, he gives him to drinking, etc. Certainly, he will be rewarded. Also, this Pachani Darshan as follows. He says, when David HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron HaKim back from Kiryas Yearim, so there's a tragedy over there that Uzzah tried to hold the Aron and prevent it from slipping, and he was killed. David HaMelech was afraid to bring back the Aron. The place of the Aron was in the area of Oved Edomi, and it stayed there. And that's where it stayed until ultimately that they brought it back, the Aron, to Yerushalayim. So on account of the fact that he hosted the Aron, that he was the achsanya of the Aron, that he was benched, he was blessed. The Aron doesn't eat or drink. He didn't have to feed him. He didn't have to give him to drink. What was his function? He had to sweep the floor. He had to sprinkle water so the dust wouldn't fly out. Kach, and you see that he gets such a reward. We'll see what it is in a moment. Certainly, if a person does for Talmud Chacham and he has to expend his money and put great effort, certainly he will get rewarded. Mahi bracha shabircha, what was the bracha that he got, that he got to Oyved Adaymi, what was he blessed with? Amram Yudabaraz Vida Zu Chamais of Shmoina Kalisa. It's his wife and eight daughter-in-laws that they were blessed with children. Shialdu Shisha Bekeres Echad. Each one of them had six tuplets. They had six at one time. So he was blessed with in a short period of time, an abundance of children. Shenemar, it says the pasuk said, Pol Sai Hashmini, the son, he was the eighth son. Ki Berach Elakim, and he was Hashem benched them, Kol Ela, Mibnei, Oyved Edom, Hemu Bnei Machayim, Ish Chayel Bekoyach, La'avoida, Shisha, Ushnaim, Oyved Edom. There was a total of 62. So what's the cheshbon that there were 62? There were eight. Oyved Edom had eight sons. So he had eight children. Now, each one of the daughter-in-laws, they had six and Bekeres Echad. So the eight times six is 48, plus his eight sons, that's 56. And his wife was also blessed also with, is also blessed with six. So therefore, it's a total of 62. Amar Rabbi Avin Alevi, kol ha'deich ha'kaseh shosh ha'deich ha'sa. Someone who forces the moment, as we'll see. If a person, if the moment is not ripe for a person to assume a position of gedula, he should not force the moment. If the moment is not the right time, then he should not force it and wait. Rather, he should wait till the time is ripe. So anyone who's daichik the shah daichasa, the shah pushes him away. But somebody who he yields and he waits and he doesn't force himself, then shah nitchav mifanim, then the time gives in to him, and eventually his time will come. Where do we know this? The Rabbi of Rav Yosef. We know it from the following mice of Rabbi of Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was, they were both great, great Talmid HaChachamim, the greatest Talmid HaChachamim. Rabbi Yosef's expertise was Sinai. He knew, had a vast knowledge, vast Bekiyas, he had vast knowledge, he had knowledge all over. And Rabbi Oikar Harim, and Rabbi was the one who had the depths. He was sharp, he was Oikar Harim, he had the deep Svoras and the sharpness of mind. So they had different kaiches. Rav Yosef was the one that had more of the broad knowledge, and Rabbi more of the depth. It's Rihalu Shaita, the time came. The time was needed, meaning they needed a Rosh Hashiva. Shalchalahasam. So they were sent to their bottom Teretz Yisrael the following message, some question. Sinai Vaikir Harim Ezemem Kaidim. Who has the priority? Which one should we choose? Which one is more important? Is it the Sinai, the one who has the broad knowledge, or the Oikar Harim? Shalchu lehu, they sent back the answer, Sinai Kaidim Shekol Shrichim Lamar HaKaisha. The Sinai is more important because everyone needs the master of the wheat. You know, everybody needs to that the knowledge. Everyone needs to have the knowledge of all of the Torah. So the Sinai takes priority. So he's the one that should be the Rosh Hashiva. But afal pi kein lo kibal lav Rav Yosef. But nevertheless, Rav Yosef did not accept the position. Why is that? Dam le kaldoi, the astrologer said, Malkas tatin shnin. They saw that in his mazel, they saw that he would only be a Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. So therefore, if he accepted the position, he would only live another 2 years. So he rejected it. So what happened? Malach Rabba Esrim Tatishnin. Rabba was a Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And Malach Rav Yosef Tatishnin Apalagin. And after that, Rav Yosef, he was a Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. So he was not Deichik the Shah. And therefore, at the end of it all, he ultimately had, he was Rosh Hashiva. And he was, in all that period of time, he had that life. He was able to live these 22 years. And after that, he still was Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. So the Shah, he was not Deichik the Shah, and he was successful. And Kol HaNachshanu D'Malach Rabbah, all those 22 years that Rabbah was a Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yosef did not assume any position of authority at all. Afilo umna lebeisa lekara, even if he needed to be make his dam to do bloodletting, he didn't have anybody call it for him. He went and did it himself. And he didn't assume any position of authority. He treated himself like a person without any srora, so that he would not be affected by this mazel. And he treated himself like a kama in that respect. V'amar Rav Avin Alevi, my dechsi, v'yan ha'shem b'yam tzor. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, that Hashem should answer you in the time of the tzor, and he should give you strength, that Elokei Yaakov should give you strength. So why Dafka Yaakov Avinu? Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Avrami Yitzchak. Why Dafka Yaakov? What about Avrami Yitzchak? We learn that from here, Mekan Labala Kaira, Shikonas Vav Yekira, that when people are carrying a beam, the one who's the owner, he's the one that should carry the heavy part of the beam. It's his beam, so he should take the brunt of the burden. So here also, these Shvatim were all Yaakov's children. So therefore, he's the one that the burden of having Rachamim, asking Rachamim, was upon him. So that's what we mentioned, Lekei Yaakov. If a person is nana, he benefits from asura, where the Talmid Chachamim are present. then it's kilo and then a meziv shechina. It's like he benefits, gets hanoa from the shechina, from meziv shechina. Shenemar vayav aron v'chol zikni Yisrael lechol lechem im choisen Moshe lifnei lekim. It says Aaron and Zikin came to eat the Suda with Yisroi lifnei halakim. It says in front of Hashem. Ay v'chi lifnei halakim achlo. Was it before halakim? V'aloi lifnei Moshe achlo. Why does it mean lifnei halakim? It was in front of Moshe. Elo lema elocho. It's come to teach you. Kol enenam yisura shetam nechachem. Shor b'soicha kilo enenam aziv v'shchina. It's like it's lifnei halakim because it was a tam nechachem where the Suda where a tam nechachem was present. It's like you're none of them is Shechina, like the Shechina is present. V'amar Rabbi Avin Alevi, another member that he says, Hanifter Mechaveroi, if someone departs from his friend, Al Yomer Lo Lech Bisholim, he should not say, Lech Bisholim, go with Sholim, go with peace. Al Lech Lisholim, rather, go to peace, not with peace. Why is that? Where do we see that? Shari Yisrael Shamalala Moshe Lech Lisholoim. Because Yisrael said to Moshe Lech Lisholoim and Olav Yitzliach. And they were Matzliach. But David Shamalala Shamalech Bisholoim. What happened at the end of the Shalom? Holoch Venitla. And shortly after, that was the Maisa with Avshalom's rebellion against David, and he was hung on a tree. So therefore, the person should say, he says he should say Lech Lisholim, not Bisholim. So as the Mefarshim explain as follows, Lech Bisholim, go with Sholim. With Sholim means that it implies that the person is already now at the end of his life, and therefore this is Patira, what happens now should be Bisholim. He should not have Gehenim, he should be Bisholim. Because he's not going to a place, he's already arrived at his destination. His life is over. His life is over, and now, Lech Bisholim. Now, you leave, you're departing the world, and this, what happens now, should be peaceful. Lech Lisholim means he's still on a journey. He's still going somewhere. And he should go to the place that he's going. It should be Lisholim. It should be with peace. He's still going. If a person is alive, he's going. He's going somewhere. He's still on his journey. Life is still a journey. He's still going. Lech Lisholim. Go to peace, to Sholim. If he's Lech Bisholim, meaning it implies the journey is over. He was already Niftar. And now his end, his safe, should be Sholim. So that's why the person should say Lech Lisholim. Omar Rabbi Levi Bachia Hayetzim Beis HaKnesses. If a person leaves the shul v'nechlas l'beis ha-medrash, so he goes from davening and he goes to learn. V'ayisak b'tayra, and he's ayisak b'tayra, zeich ha-mekal p'nei shechina. He's zeich ha-mekal p'nei shechina, shenemar yeichu mechayel el choyel. They go from strength to strength. Yeroa elokim b'tzion. Then they'll see, so it's elokim b'tzion. So it's like mekabal, he will be mekabal p'nei shechina. So he goes from Michael Chayel, he goes from the Chayel also means strength, it means multitudes, a group of people. He goes from the Shul, he goes to the Beis Medrash, he goes from the Tzibur that's davening, he goes to another Tzibur, to the Beis Medrash. Then, Yero Elokim Betzion. Omer Mechia Barashi Omer Rav, Talmid HaChachom, Ein La Menucha, Loi B'Lam Yezeb, Loi B'Lam Abba. Talmid HaChachom, have no Menucha, even in Olam Haba. What does it mean they don't have menucha? It doesn't mean that they're working. It doesn't mean that they have any kind of physical kind of exertion. But it means they don't have menucha because they're always going higher and higher in their hasagas and what their masik and ruchnias. So they're always traveling higher and higher. They're not menucha, they're not static. It's not static. They're still moving higher and higher, attaining higher and higher heights in ruchnias. Shenemra yelch mechayel achayel yerolakim betzion. So they go from Chayel to Chayel, that from one Meshiva Shalmaila to a higher Meshiva Shalmaila to a higher, and they're always moving higher and higher. Some of the Forshim say that this is not a reference to everybody, but it's a reference to a Talmid Chachamim Yuchodim, special Talmid Chachamim, that they're on that Madrega, that they're on such a high Madrega that they keep ascending and going higher and higher. Talmid Chachamim Yuchodim, they keep going higher and higher, and are masik more and more. There's a next little portion of the Amud which is the theme of the Masechta. Perhaps we'll save it for a siyum and just keep it in reserve here for a short period of time. Mazel tov, we come to the siyum of Masechta's Brachas. Mazel tov, and we should go, mechayel lechayel. We should go from strength to strength. And this is Hashem, we will start Masechta Shabbos.